I was told that you were seeking passage.
Yes, amnesty, Your Majesty, for the sake of a marriage non-abiding.
By law, none of the feminine sort cannot not abide. A man may choose to leave his bed, yet never a woman, an old law, but in the name of my late husband, lest you choose never to his wishes.
Never, Your Majesty. Only in your kingdom's greatness have I sought and so chosen to escape not a husband, but a wife whose voice is only shrill and silly.
As is your own, if you pretend to be anything other than womanly.
Appearances might deceive if not for forbidden custom. You see, my land is far from yours, nearly beyond the sail of any airship. As such, its customs are nearly unknown. But rest assured, men there grow smaller and weaker, and their voices never change.
Of such truths, let all be so believable as the words he uttered.
And who is this with you? I do hope that you are not so foolish to seek passage while harboring the bed of another.
No, Your Grace. Yet my journey was too far and too bracing for any person to take alone, and hence I sought the company of my sister.
Sister?
Sister, for it is the most curious thing. Although the man in my land hardly changed at all from birth, the women grow tall and their voices deep, as in keeping with their temperament.
And what of their cunts?
Wet? Yes, by all accounts, they are wet.
Yes, they are certainly something.
Well, an unconventional woman, yet perhaps she might do. Does your sister have a name?
Viola.
Quite original, really. I once knew a sister who had that name.
A bit of a less of a common name in our land. However, its character is graceful, as is my sister, if she might learn to hold her tongue.
She might do if she wishes to survive what I place before her. I shall grant you safe harbor in return for a mere favor as generous and noble as I can be.
I would be ever so grateful, Your Majesty.
I might be less so, depending.
And then who would not appreciate the strong arms of a man which what I might Viola so dear? You see, an old companion of mine no longer finds my bedside comforting. He is my lead knight and has been longing for my companionship ever since the Fey raids took my husband. The touch of a woman might help him and aid you.
All of which we could surely provide.
How?
She is merely hesitant, Your Majesty, for she has never laid with a man.
Honestly, no, I have not, although I do not forsake those that do.
Well, we should have a test then of the young maiden's stamina, as my knight is quite wanting. Three knights, three judges. The first shall be his mates, each of whom will watch and enjoy her seduction. The second shall be his ears, which he will entertain without laying a finger on him. And the third will be his body, which will take hers as his own. Three knights. If on the third night he find such longing, then both of you might stay. If not, then three nights of safe passage is more than most would ever offer. Can you accept such terms?
Of course, Your Grace.
If ass is so lacking, then I suppose passion shall find a way.
Oh, it will. Come, Viola.
Safe harbor granted, yet not without noticeable differences.
None that the knight shall know. All of me he has not seen. Lies breed honesty, and I shall only have to play myself. A woman as a man as a woman, and you shall play me. A man as a woman as a man, and none shall be the wiser.
No, it would be far too confused to maintain any wit.